So I'm back. Hey guys, it's been a little bit. This is Shane Banks with Marijuana and Merlot. I really just was in a situation. I'm just listening to some words of wisdom, and ow, this Band-Aid is coming off my hand. Real quick, side note. Do you guys like Band-Aids? Because I really, I don't ever have luck with Band-Aids. I don't wear Band-Aids a lot, so let's just put that out there. I'm not a Band-Aid wearer. I'm not Nelly from the 2000s. But I have a tough time always putting them on my, like if I have I usually would have to wear a Band-Aid on my hand or my arms if it ever happens. But I banged my hand. I was just trying to practice some dance moves, and I banged my hand on a wall or a post or whatever you want to call it. I'm outside, so on a post. And it literally just scraped the top surface off of my skin. So I wear a lot of tanning lotion just to even out my skin tone. And it just literally took that top layer off. And now I have like a light patch. And I'm trying to protect it because, you know, that layer bleeds. It's just like getting a facial. That layer is going to bleed a little bit until it heals. And yeah, this Band-Aid will not stay on. Anyway, back to what I was originally trying to talk about, because that was not what I originally came here for. You know, this is why this is called Marijuana and Merlot, the side note. Because sometimes I get off and I have a side note to my main note, which shouldn't be, but it is. That's why you're listening. Thank you so much. But self-centered versus insecure. Because I feel like, okay, this is my weird versus. You know, I like to do a versus. So this is self-centered versus insecure. And I feel like some people think self-centered people are insecure, where insecure people don't like self-centered people. Okay? And let me break it down for you. So a self-centered person is one who is aware of oneself. I am aware that when I walk into this room, I'm obviously going to try to find my light when I say good morning to everybody. That's just a thing. I don't know why, but if I see lighting, I'm going to go try to find my light. And everyone who knows me knows that. I sometimes pose when I'm standing, when really people don't realize I'm stretching. I'm not posing. I am stretching out my hip because my motherfucking hip hurts. Excuse my language. But that's the truth, because I've gotten that my entire life. Oh, why are you always posing? Why are you always leaning? I'm like, because one, it's really comfortable because I'm stretching. So because I'm really self-aware of my body, doesn't really necessarily mean I'm posing, because I'm a dancer. So I'm doing it right now in a mirror. I'm standing on my left leg and using my right leg in the air, just waving it back and forth in the air. But this is comfortable for me. If I put my leg down, I can still just go and I just shift my weight. That's all I'm doing. It's because of dance. I shift my weight. So when you see me standing on my hip, it's because I'm shifting all my weight. And so a lot of my weight's not on the other leg. So that's that. Then I also say about people who are self-aware of how they come off. How they come off to other people and how they're deemed. Because that's one thing. It's like you gotta know. Like, I know sometimes I come off, people have said, and I don't mean to, because I'm always apologizing. I think that's the one thing a friend and I were talking about last night. Miss Black America 2016. Google her. We were talking last night and it was interesting because I am very self-aware of how I come off to people. I come off, basically, I just say exactly what I'm supposed to be thinking. You'll know. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. Like, I really didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. So that's just how I am. I'm one of those people. But some people take it as, oh, you're being an ass. You're being sarcastic. And it's like, no, you're just insecure because you're not aware of yourself. So that's leading me to insecure. Insecure is not, you're not, basically insecure, you just don't like people judging you. That's it. That's the best way I can put it, is that if you're insecure, you just don't like people judging you for anything. So you could be insecure about your car, insecure about your house, insecure about your looks. But why are you insecure about that? It's because you don't want other people judging you. So with that being said, a self-centered person, go ahead and judge me. I know what you're going to say. An insecure person, no. I don't want you to say that. I'm going to fix it. Okay, I don't want you to say this. I'm going to fix that. I don't want you to say this. I'm going to fix that. Self-centered person, hell nah. I'm going to stand here and be me. Like, you can take it or leave it. Insecure person, so what should I do to change my life, therapist? What should I do? What should I do, this, or should I try this, or should I try that? That's how therapists make money, though, by the way. I'm not knocking them. Not knocking them, though. But still, it's basically you're a lot of insecurities. And come out if you're not self-centered. But how do you find your center? That'll be our next episode on Marijuana and Merlot. It has now been 5 minutes, and it's time for me to bounce out because I got other shit to do. So thank you for joining me on Marijuana and Merlot, The Side Note. I am Shane Banks, your host, and I will catch you guys on the flip side.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.